Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say.
Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gon' say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Monday, June 17, 2013. It is another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for joining us tonight on your Monday. We're going to call it Tailor Made Mondays on tonight because we have a special show for you all. That is correct. We will be speaking with the cast of the original stage play, Tailor Made, coming to Norfolk, Virginia at the Murray Center on this upcoming Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. So you will have an opportunity to win those tickets if your fingers are fast. I don't know if that came across the correct way, but what is the correct way? This is radio, and it's Blog Talk Radio at that. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, no pun intended. Yes, it is significant today. Today is Kendrick Lamar's birthday. Poetic Justice. He wrote that song for me, of course. A.K.A. Miss Fabulous, and we have some wonderful people in the building. I have the founder, the CEO, the program director, and my producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm talking about no other than Boss, a.k.a. D Slate. What's going on, D Slate?
Hey, 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 PJ, what's happening, my people? I got something to say, radio show in effect once again. We got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. The cast from Tailor Made is going to be in the building. Definitely can't wait to chop it up with them and talk to them about this amazing play, and we got some tickets to give away. So hopefully you guys call in tonight, and you can get these tickets, and it's going down. Like my man Kevin Hart say, it's going down.
Yes, thank you for that, D Slate. And also, we have in the building, yes, in the D Hour Show Radio Network Studios, East Coast, West Coast, we have CK, Charming King, in the building. What's going on, CK?
I think CK is late trying to get us some late lunch.
Okay. You know how that goes. But for right now, is yours truly, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and my boss. He is so super awesome. I want to say happy belated Father's Day to you, to CK, and to all the wonderful great fathers of this great nation in which we live. So I hope you were able to live it up and do something special for yourself because you're an awesome dad, D Slate. So by the way, what did you do yesterday?
You know, I hung out with my daughter, had some fun with her, and, you know, just chilled and hung out with her, and, you know, that's what she wanted to do. So, of course, you know, I did that with her and just relaxed and, you know, enjoyed, you know, being with her.
Wonderful, wonderful. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of the show. We are back. We are back like Jerry curls and skinny jeans. Yes, we are in there like swimwear because you know what? It's almost summer. June 21st marks the first day of summer. So I hope that you're getting your plans together. The children are out of school and everything is everything. So we're having a great time tonight. And also, by way of the show tonight, we have the Fab Fabulous News. We also have birthdays information, poet's picks, quote of the day with CK, hopefully if he gets into the office. We have the song of the day, and once again, just to be reminded, we have the interview with the principal cast, supporting cast, and the writers. These are two wonderful, very talented women that wrote this play by the names of Patricia Kendalls and LaMeika Williams. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be an opportunity or to have an opportunity to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful production. Hey, D-Slay, I wish that you were here on the East Coast because, again, this is going to be phenomenal. However, if you're not able to support by buying tickets, well, even winning the tickets, we're going to have videos made available. When I say we, yes, I'm a part because I'm directing. So I thank you for your support. This is major and it's big. So let's go ahead and get right into it. The time is now 6 minutes after the hour. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and kick it off a little bit with what better way to kick off the summer a couple of days early. You know, what you think, D-Slay? Do we need to give them some summertime or what's your thoughts?
I think we need to give them a little some of that. I agree. It's rather hot in certain areas of the United States, like here in Arizona. We are baking out here like barbecue. And
are you serious?
I think that's Oh yeah, we're baking out here like barbecue. It's over 100 degrees almost every day. You know, in the midday, you know, once it starts getting up into the high temperature. But yeah, we out here baking like barbecue. Somebody tried to pour some open pit on me a couple of days ago, but you know, I won't let that go down like that. I just won't let it go down like that. And
wow.
You know, yeah, it's hot out here. I actually bought a glass of lemonade from the devil. He was outside selling some lemonade earlier, so you know he knows it's hot. That's why he's selling it. Anytime the devil sells lemonade, you know it's hot. You know it's
hot. Exactly.
You know?
Wow. Ain't nobody got time for that. Wow.
Do you agree with me, CK, my brother?
Oh yes, I agree. Anytime it's hot out there and it's still, yes, I totally agree.
What's going on? Doing well. Welcome. I'm glad you were able to get it on the studio on tonight. And I also hope that you had a wonderful Father's Day on yesterday, CK. So, again, you know, wishing the fathers out there, the mentors, the uncles, the stepfathers. Let me tell you before we get into this first musical break, I want to bring a little summertime to you. But what are your thoughts real quick, both CK and as well as D-Slay, when women tell other women happy Father's Day. I am definitely not for that. I'm against that. I'm dissenting. That's my new word today, dissenting. I think Father's Day should be celebrated amongst men. I understand there are some strong women who are dual-tasking, you know, playing the roles. But, again, a woman can never be a man. That's just like telling a man happy Mother's Day on Mother's Day. And I just feel a certain kind of way about that. So just quick, before we get into our first musical break, what are your thoughts on that?
Did you want to go, or I can go first?
Okay, anybody.
Well, I've been seeing that circulating around Facebook all day yesterday, and I was like, And it's been a very big debate. So, I personally think Father's Day, it should be for a father, as Mother's Day should be for a mother. So, I agree along with you with that. It's fabulous. Just the fact that no matter how much a mom takes on a role because the father's not there, that is still a father's place, you know. I understand that fathers are not in the picture, but what belongs to a father belongs to a father, belongs to a mother belongs to a mother. So I agree with you 100%.
Exactly. Quickly, what are your thoughts, D-Slate?
You know, I think that, you know, first of all, I have to say this. You know, it's not taking anything away from fathers, because there's some amazing fathers out there, there's some amazing dads out there, and they do deserve to have a day of recognition, as we do in June. But I have to say that, I mean, even a lot of fathers know that Mother's Day is like a national holiday, you know, mm-hmm. because, and nobody ever forgets that. Nobody ever forgets Mother's Day. You know, it's a national mm-hmm. holiday. Nobody ever forgets it, because, you know, there's a lot of amazing mothers out there, and when it comes down to it, when the father isn't around or the dad isn't around, the mom, takes over the duty of raising that child as the sole proprietor, the sole parent. So I think that moms get a little bit more recognition than fathers do, which is, rightly deserved because of the different things, because of so many of the things that they do. But there are definitely a lot of amazing fathers and amazing dads out there. So, yeah, I think it definitely should be for fathers, and Mother's Day stay for mothers. But, I mean, if people want to give, you know, some mothers some recognition for being a mom and a dad, I mean, that's their prerogative. I mean, if you want to show her that type of respect, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here on the D Hour Show Radio Network. The I Got Something to Say radio show is 11 minutes after the hour. 11 minutes after the hour, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio. Miss Fabulous, D Slate, and CK in the building on this tailor-made Monday. Going to go ahead and get into our first musical break. When we come back, I'll be bringing you the fabulous news and some famous birthdays. It's the I Got Something to Say right here show. Let's go.
Lego.
Lego, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the mood? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill could spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, apply from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
We are back live on the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's 16 minutes after the hour, and you're just coming back from hearing Summertime. Yes, the Fresh Prince. Yeah, he went to go live with his aunt and uncle. He was cutting up or whatever, and they were kind of rich, and, you know, he still wanted to be a homeboy from Philly, and that's the urbanistic view of the plot. Have you heard of the show before, D-Slate, CK, Fresh Prince?
Wait, say that again, PJ?
Okay, and we're moving on. I was like, have you heard of that show before where this guy from Philly met his uncle that had a lot of money and so on and so forth, and he was from Philly and he tried to be brown?
I vaguely know that show. I vaguely know that. I just remember a guy who just used to dance really crazy to a really crazy song. I think that's the only thing that comes to mind. You know, the guy used to dance real crazy to a crazy song. I don't think that really comes to mind of that show.
Okay. And thank you. And action. Yeah, that was kind of cool. I love that song. When you hear that song, you know that it is officially turning into summer. So we're going to keep this thing moving. If you can hear me clap twice. If you can hear me clap twice. 17 minutes after the hour, by way of weather, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, cloud skies after midnight, low 72, winds southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 50%. Tonight is 72 degrees in the Hampton Roads area. Tomorrow, cloudy skies during the morning hours, followed by thunderstorms in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe, so watch your back, protect your neck. High 83, low is going to be around 71 on tomorrow and Wednesday. A few thunderstorms, possible highs in the upper 70s and lows in the upper 60s. That weather is brought to you by the Weather Channel and the Hour Show Radio Network. Blog Talk Radio, the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK in the building. We're going to be speaking with the cast tonight of the original stage play by Faith Garden Entertainment, Lamika Williams and Patricia Kendalls of Norfolk, Virginia, but they're not from Norfolk, but, you know, this is their new home, and they have put together a wonderful, wonderful stage play and with some amazing people and amazing talent. One of our radio personalities, D. Slate and CK, Lamont Ferguson, is also one of the starring roles in this play. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool. Well, you know, I know my man Lamont is extremely talented, so, you know, I'm not surprised.
Absolutely, absolutely. CK, you all right? Holla, you here? What you doing? Holla. Kind of quiet, yo. What's going on? Okay, well, maybe he's silent. Maybe he vacated for just a moment. But we're going to keep things moving right now. D-Slate, you still in the building, right?
in the building, checking the bricks, putting some wallpaper up. Oh yeah, I'm doing all that.
All right. Just to be reminded, CK, is he back with us? Is he back? Check his pulse. Is he all right?
If I had to go out there and check to make sure our special guest was here, you know, just I'm looking around, you know, just making sure why it's not for GB, you know, just clearing
right
away. Okay.
Yeah, CK, yeah. I feel you. He had to make sure GB wasn't bothering them. Bro, you got a hard job, man. Hard job.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, just instantaneously, what I'm going to do is put the global positioning system around your ankle. So when you leave the premises, I will have some type of privy information as into where your location, your 10-4, where's your destination. The global positioning system. Can anyone tell me what that is? Global positioning system. Do you know what that is? Hello? That all at once?
That sounds like something really, really private.
Yeah.
GPS. GPS. So you all have learned something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and CK grew up in the hood. We didn't get out that much, so, you know, I mean.
You're pretty
nice. Wow. All right, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump right into the fabulous news and famous birthdays. Today, the 17th day of June, 2013. As I mentioned earlier, today is Kendrick Lamar's birthday, Poetic Justice. Poetic Justice. He wrote that song for me. And if I have the opportunity to speak with Kendrick Lamar, I will let him know, you know what? Bro, you can get it. I tell you. What did I say that? FCC? Yes, FCC safe. And we're going to keep things moving. Venus Williams' birthday is today. That is a tennis racket playing sister, if I may say so myself. So happy birthday, Venus. And that's pretty much it by way of familiarity. So happy birthday tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow we have some great birthdays. Tomorrow we have Blake Shelton. Yes, from the Rays.
Wow.
Dun, 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 dun. Voice. Okay, and then we also have Nathan Morris, Boys to Men. Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. And then the late, great Roger Ebert's birthday is tomorrow. Rest in paradise, Roger Ebert.
Oh, Roger, yeah.
Yeah, we just lost him not too long ago. Absolutely. Yes, the movie guy, exactly. And on the 19th, we have Paul Abdul. Straight up, now tell me.
Okay,
we just
I was going back.
For the Simpson moment. Yeah. Okay, and then we also have Zoe Saldana. I love her. Kathleen Turner, Felicia Rashad, and Lou Gehrig. Have cool birthdays on the 19th.
It's Claire Huxtable's
right?
birthday. Oh,
yes.
Claire.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Holla.
Holla. Okay, and then. Hello. So also for June, we're celebrating quite a few things this month. It is Candy Month, Dairy Month, Flight Right Month. I don't know what that's all about. But on the 17th day, yes, today is Eat Your Vegetables Day. Hey, how about that?
I better go grab me a couple of Brussels sprouts then.
Yeah, what's your favorite vegetable, CK?
I like broccoli.
Okay. Set that kind of quick now. That was up simple. All right, what about you, D? What's your favorite vegetable?
I like ruby red tomatoes.
Wow, that was specific.
Ruby red tomatoes.
Really? You know what I've become acclimated to since I've become an adult? I like broccoli. I like cauliflower. I love string beans. I love asparagus. And I love roasted vegetables. And that's a really, really awesome for your palate, meaning your taste buds, for the summer months. I mean, it's light and it's healthy. With olive oil. Roasted vegetables with olive oil is superb. It's fabulous. No pun intended.
It's hard to choose, yes.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is Go Fishing Day. I love to fish. Absolutely.
Oh, that's my thing.
Fish.
I love fishing.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite fish?
Oh, cat. Cat, of course.
Catfish?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Now, do you like
sometimes
the nuggets or do you like the full-size catfish?
Well, sometimes when I go catfishing, I don't know if I should take Purina or Tender Vittles. I don't know if I should take Purina or Tender Vittles. I don't know, you know? I really don't know.
Okay, CK, do you like seafood? Or if you do, what's your favorite fish?
I like seafood, but I like catfish, personally. I think I'm a catfish person, even though I eat tilapia, but I like my catfish.
Okay. Well, my favorite fish is tilapia. And you know that catfish is at the bottom of the seafood, chain, if you will, but it's very, very popular, especially in the southern regions of these United States. Catfish is very, very popular, especially fried. But I love tilapia and I love salmon. Salmon, baked salmon.
Salmon, yes.
I
like,
or grilled.
You know, sometimes I got to go back home just to get some salmon croquette, you know?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I had some salmon cakes, and some people call them croquettes. Some people eat them in the morning. It all depends on what region you're in. We want some of our international callers to call in, or some of our people, 718-766-4553. We'd love to hear from you as to what's your favorite seafood and what is your favorite vegetable, along with trying to win these tickets. So I want you all to be the fifth caller when you hear the song Go Get It by Mary Mary. So you in the Hampton Roads area, the DMV area, that means Delaware, Maryland, or Virginia. If you're going to be in the vicinity this weekend, you want to win those tickets, I'm telling you. We're going to be giving away two pairs. So the first caller will be the fifth caller for Go Get It. And when you hear the other song, which is Video by India Irie, be the fifth caller in that regard. And you will go see what? TaylorMade. Say it with me now.
TaylorMade.
One more deal. TaylorMade.
And also, when you guys call in, you know, let us know whether or not you like syrup on your salmon croquettes or hot sauce. That's all we want to know, you know?
Wow, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah,
that's really very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, I want to say one more thing by way of fabulous news. Happy belated birthday to both Ice Cube and Tupac Shakur. Yesterday was Tupac's birthday.
Oh.
Happy belated birthday and happy Father's Day. Yes, I love some Tupac. What you say. I love Tupac. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I like a four-pack or eight-pack myself, but, you know, I mean, it's... Oh, you're not talking about that. Oh, you're not talking about that. Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wow. All right, well, what we're going to go ahead and do is 27 minutes after the hour, what we're going to go ahead and do is take a quick music break. We're going to do some poetic kicks. And when we come back, hopefully we can start with our interviews of the cast. And after the first set of interviews, we, you know what, let's switch it up a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a musical break with Poetics Picks, and when we come back, let's get the quote of the day from CK, and then hopefully we will have our first group of cast members for the amazing stage play, Taylor May. How does that sound, gentlemen?
That sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. It sounds about as good as some salmon croquettes with some caviar and some hot sauce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
definitely. Well, it sounds like to me, gentlemen, you want to be starting something. So right now,
next week
will be the fourth year of the passing of Michael Jackson. So, you know, next week is going to be on like popcorn because I am the biggest Michael Joseph Jackson fan ever on this entire planet. Not Earth, not country. Planet. So we're going to celebrate the memory, rest in paradise, Michael Joseph Jackson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Poetics Picks, 29 minutes after the hour. You want to be starting something? Got to be starting something. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
You better go ahead.
Hey, holla. Oh, I'm sorry, we back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is 35 minutes after the hour. That was the late, great Michael Joseph Jackson. If you want to be starting something. Yeah, that's the remix. Yes. Who does not love Michael Jackson? Who does that? If you don't like Michael,
you
got to
be crazy
if you don't.
You got to be crazy if you don't.
Sure. Right. If you don't like Michael, you know what? Just beat it. That's what I want you to do. Beat it.
If you don't, and don't call Billie Jean because I already know her. Don't call Billie Jean because I know her already. So don't call.
Yeah, because we're all the world, and I'm a PYT, right? Pretty young guy. What you say, CK?
My watch on.
Yeah, exactly what you said. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are just clowning around like we always do. We have a great time. It's yours truly, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, on the MIC, D. Slate, who is my boss. Yes, he is the proprietor of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, and we have our correspondent and co-host, C.K., in the building. We're having a great time. We are blessed and fortunate in having the opportunity to interview the entire cast of the upcoming stage play coming to Norfolk, Virginia, Sunday, June the 23rd, 2013 at 3 p.m. Tickets are still made available. So for more information, we're going to disseminate that. Hopefully when we speak with our writers and our producers on tonight, and just going to learn a little bit about the castmates and what they're doing and the upcoming projects. So let's get right into it, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, we have some wonderful people. Are they in the studio yet, TK? Can you bring our guests in, D. Slate?
I can do that.
Yes, indeed. Our first three guests are in the building. They are definitely waiting for us, PJ. It is all in your corner. Let me throw the water on you. Bam, there you go.
Bam, just like that. Bam. All right, well, who do we have in our studios? Tell us your name and tell us your government name and then also tell us what characters you're playing. So who's in the studio with us on the D Hour Show Radio Network?
Well, first up, we have Mr. Galvin. Mr. Galvin, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing great. How about y'all?
We're doing great. Welcome, Galvin. Galvin Fault, who is playing the role of Anthony, or should I say Anthony? So what's going on, Galvin? Thank you for being on.
No problem.
Definitely. That's D. Slate, and also CK's in the building. All right, y'all going to say what's up?
Galvin, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man.
I'm
Michael Jackson. Y'all had me dancing,
come on.
Man.
Yes, as long as
you're a lover of Michael, brother, you always welcome with us.
All right. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Who else do we have in the studio tonight from the wonderful cast of the stage play, Taylor May? Who else do we have in the studio?
We have the lovely Miss Anthela in the building. How you doing?
Hi. How's everyone doing? Anthela is in the building.
Miss Daniels, how are you, ma'am?
I'm well. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, D. Slate and CK. Say hello to the very beautiful and talented Anthela.
Anthela, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
We are very well. Excuse me, I'm talking in my Game of Thrones voice, but we are very well. How are you?
Oh, boo. The man of steel, whatever. Okay, and then our last but not least within this particular interview we have on the line, who else do we have in our studio, should I say?
We have the brother Danny in the building. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. Very well.
Yeah, he's the fiery one. He's the glue, if you say, and you know, just a great mesh, you know. And I just really can't get into a lot right now because I want them to tell their own story. So, Danny, that's not your full name. What is your government name? How do you pronounce that for the listening audience?
Dan Yacius, Leslie.
Dan Yacius, I love that. It's very, very powerful. Dan Yacius, say what's up to D Slate and CK once again.
D Slate and CK, that's what you said?
Yes.
Yes. Shout out to y'all. What's going on? It's hot outside. Let's drink lots of water together and get some Capri Suns.
No doubt. Well, you know what, Danny? It's real hot outside. I'm good, though. I bought a glass of lemonade from the devil a couple of hours ago, so I'm good, man. I'm good. He was out there selling lemonade. That's all that was. He was selling lemonade, yeah.
Yes. Well, let's get into this interview because we have some more cast that we're going to be interviewing. We want to give away some tickets, and we just want to go ahead and start. Let's start with the very lovely and talented Anthelia. Anthelia, what role are you playing in the upcoming stage play Tailor Made? And tell us a little bit about your character.
I play the role of Sheila. I am actually the matriarch of the family. I'm the grandmother. And I'm pretty much there to readjust my lifestyle and readjust the things that I've taught my daughter. And hopefully, I'm hoping to go ahead and try to steer her back into the direction that she needs to go to lead her daughters in a better direction.
Interesting. And then, Ophelia, you know, just seeing you on stage and knowing you in a different capacity, you know, you're very, very talented and very gifted, and really you're like the Jacqueline of all trades. Not only are you in the realm of being an actress, but you also have director credits and you also have producing credits. Tell us a little bit about your background by way of the performing arts.
Wow, I actually fell in love with the stage at a very young age. I've always been told that I was a wonderful actress and that I was going to one day win an Oscar. Well, we'll hope for that dream to come true. But I actually started performing professionally on stage at the age of 11. I started my first, I did my first play with the Norfolk State University. And I actually started with the Norfolk State University Players. I've done shows with them. I've also performed out of the state and all over the country. I performed in Scotland in their Edinburgh Festival over there, and I did that with NSU. I'm actually getting ready to do another festival in D.C. coming up this coming week. So I've just been doing a lot. I've done a little bit of film, done a lot of stage, and I'm excited to be doing this particular play. So I'm just looking for more to be able to, you know, give out my abilities and share my talents with the masses. That's my goal.
Absolutely. And what's very interesting to our listening audience of the D Hour Show Radio Network, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the cast of the upcoming stage play, Tailor Made, is going down at the Murray Center in Norfolk, Virginia, this Sunday, June the 23rd, at 3 p.m. You don't want to miss this opportunity to see a well-rounded, very tipped, talented cast, and very eclectic cast is what I was trying to get out. You know, I got tongue twisted because of those salmon croquettes that I'm eating right now. In the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I told you.
Yes. Yeah. Nonetheless, also, my follow-up real quick, because we definitely want to get to Danny as well as Galvin real quick. But last question for Anthelia. What is your background? Because you also have a master's in business. You have your MBA. So,
yeah.
You know, just having the master's in business and having your full opportunity to do what you do, is there any happy medium of putting them together? You know, anything, any words of encouragement to our listening audience to let them know you don't just have to have a degree in theater in order to be in theater?
Absolutely. You can have backgrounds from all over, like the rest of the cast of Tampa Made. All of us come from diverse backgrounds, and, you know, if you just put your heart into something that you love and you have people that are willing to support you, you're definitely able to go ahead and move forward and be performers. I've run into so many different talented people from diverse backgrounds, and once they hit the stage, you would never know. You know, they put their talents on stage, and they get together. We become we mesh together like glue, and it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to just see that come together on stage, and it's a beautiful thing. And I just encourage anyone out there, young or old, it doesn't matter how old you are, to just go ahead, and if you feel like you have that talent, go ahead, reach for your dreams, go for your goals. You can do it. You'll have the support. I say go for it.
That is some great words of encouragement to our starving artists, to our amateur audience, and should I say to the up and coming. I don't like to say amateur because amateur is just so amateur, if you will. So we're going to assist you. Hang on in our studios and feel you if you have a few minutes to hang out with us. We want to go ahead and tie in right now Galvin. Galvin, thank you for being on with us in our studios. Tell us a little bit about your character in connection with the upcoming stage play. What role do you play?
I play Anthony. He is the most youthful, high-spirited, high-energetic character, but he got a lot of antics to the play that you know that he does, but there's definitely a method to his madness. So he has positive messages in all of his antics that he performs on the stage, you know, that he got going on. You're definitely going to laugh, but definitely there's positive messages that he got and he's delivering within his comedy.
Absolutely. So really, in theater talk, you're like the comic relief, you know, with all the seriousness that's going to be taking place as the writers have included within the production, you're going to be that one to break up the monotony, if you will, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that is awesome. So just real quick, what is your background? I understand from actually seeing you, you know, you're very well-versed and diverse, such as Anthelia, but your first love is?
My first love is acting, actually. I wanted to act for years, but I come from a household of 8 children. So
wow.
Taking acting classes and extra money like that for extracurricular activity was... It wasn't, you know, it couldn't be possible. So I kind of knew what happened. I got older, so, you know, with the making people laugh. I grew unhappy, so I felt like I needed to go out there and do it. So I took an acting class in Virginia Beach. Keith Flippin, who's awesome, by the way, at the Actors Place. And I studied it, and, you know, I watched movies adamantly, and you know, I'm a student of the game and I love it. I just love to be on stage and perform. I'm not shy, so I think that is a plus for my character.
Absolutely. Yes, and I'm going to allow, you know, D and CK to jump in there real quick, but we just have quite a few other casts to interview, so let's go ahead and follow up right now with Dan Yasius, or a.k.a. Danny. What's going on, Danny, in the building?
Yes, I am here.
Sipping
on a glass of ice water right now and getting my neck right.
Okay,
Yes,
so Danny, what role do you play? What is your contribution to the upcoming stage play, Taylor Made? What's your character?
My character is Calvin. I'm playing as the boyfriend of Corinne. And I'm a smooth GQ type businessman that's very confident, that's just laid back and, you know, pretty much is very confident, don't take no mess, you know, don't like to be told what to do.
Cool. And, you know, also with you, Danny, you do a plethora of things such as Anthelia and such as Galvin. You know, you're seen in a couple of commercials. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, you know, the TCC commercial or they're dancing with the various signs. You'll see Danny Pop walking up there with his sign. So that was pretty cool. I was like, let me find out. That's Danny from the play on the television. Who is your teacher? All right. So with that, what is your first love and what motivates you to stay within the art of performing arts?
Well, the motivation comes from my Lord and Savior. He pushes me to do that thing. So, I mean, from that point on, I believe the film and the commercials that I receive is his favor, but that's pretty much where I get the drive from.
Okay, and I'm hearing a little bit of Man of the Cloth. I'm telling you, every time we, you know, kick this rehearsal off, there's a prayer. And I thought today that we were going to go into second service. So that's a great thing. You know, you can go into Hollywood, but you can be Hollywood too. So a lot of, you know, Christians and believers feel like, you know, this is the devil's crap, and that's not necessarily the case. Not to get into religion. So you can have diversity, as we've explained, or as we talked about with Inferior, having a master's in business. Galvin's first love is acting, but he's also a riot of a comedian. He is hilarious to the fifth power. And Danny, he does a plethora of things from outreach ministry to, you know, theater to commercials and things of that nature. So let me just go ahead and close with each one of you. CK, do you have anything for the lovely Anthelia or for Danny or for Galvin?
For all of them, when you all took on the roles of the other characters you were playing for this production, was there anything that originally from your own personality that you had to put into the character that made the character stand out?
I would say yes to that. This is Dan Yesi speaking right now. As a character alone, it kind of just fit because it was like, I could play that. You know, my studio name is Rugged D, a.k.a. Superstar, so it was just, I could just break up with the girl, you know. So that was, you know, it was a kind of natural thing for me. So I brought some of my own character within what was written, but made sure it was acted out for what it was written.
All right. Cool. Hey, D. Slate, you want to jump in real quick with a follow-up question for them collaboratively or individually?
Absolutely. I got something quick. First of all, Dan Yathias, I just want to say your name alone just hit me like a haiku, brother. Your name should be in a history book somewhere. We're going to have to talk to somebody about that. I want to say that for all three of you guys, Galvin and Anthea and Danny, real quick in your own, just in a couple of words, why should any of the listeners right now, or anybody that's in Virginia right now listening, or possibly listening for the first time, why should they go see TaylorMade?
I think, this is Anthelia, I think that there's a lesson learned in this particular play from a lot of different standpoints. The name of the show is called TaylorMade, and it speaks high volumes of knowing who you are and accepting who you are. We are all different. God made us individually. We're all TaylorMade, and that's the whole gist of the show. And you'll get to see different lifestyles played out throughout the play, and you're able, a lot of times I feel like people in the audience may be able to connect with, you know, either the grandmother or the daughter or, you know, or Anthony. There are a lot of different people from diverse avenues or from a diverse from areas of their lives, and they're all played out on the stage, and so you're able to find yourself, and then at the end we all mesh together, and we realize, okay, we are TaylorMade. And it's just a good show to come and see. Check it out.
I love that, Anthelia, how you put that together, and I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, definitely with the social issues and the connectivity, everyone should be able to walk away. If you're purple or if you can do a cartwheel while frying chicken, definitely, and no pun in, no stereotypical, you know, innuendos, ladies and gentlemen. I was just making a vague, repetitive statement, okay? Wow, who does that? But ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and close out with just quick remarks or shout-outs. Let's start with Galvin. Galvin, any quick shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, I definitely want to shout-out my family, man, my brothers who've been a big support, my father who's been there telling me, pushing me to go ahead and do it. Also, I want to shout-out, I did a Wicked Attraction for Investigation Discovery that should be airing on TV in October, so y'all look out for that. And,
absolutely.
You know, just promoting TaylorMade, man. Y'all definitely going to have a great time. You're going to laugh, and you're going to walk away with a message that's going to be deep in your heart as well.
Absolutely. And let's go, I defer to the very lovely Anthelia. What are your closing remarks? Any shout-outs?
Just a shout out to the cast and the writers of this lovely, lovely script. I'm happy to just be a part of bringing your dreams to life and on this stage. So just shout out to you for being able to bring it all together, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. And go cast.
Aw, awesome.
Mama.
Thank you.
Yep, mama.
Yes. Okay, hello. And then Danny, last but certainly not least, sir, what do you have to offer, closing remarks or any shout-outs?
Yes, I have to give a shout-out to all my parents for all their support, definitely the writers, the stage directors, friends for support, for all the support they gave me, and definitely the ability that God gives me, the adrenaline rush to just do what I do, it's all purpose. And I just want to say to everyone out there that's listening, come out and see the show. It's going to be a fantastic show. Be who you are and conquer your vision. And with God, all things are possible. You know what I'm saying? So just go on out. Be ministered to, man. It's real. And you can do all things. Don't never let any doubt move into your mindset. Replace it with a positive thought at all times, and you can just take over. You all should be, you know, your leaders.
Absolutely. Dan Yates. I'd like to thank Danny, Galvin, and then Philia for being a part of the first set of interviews for the upcoming stage play Tailor Made. We're looking forward to speaking with four more of the cast members, and then later on in the show, we'll be speaking with the writers, who is Lamika Williams and Patricia Kendalls. We're running a little bit behind time, but it's all good because you know why? It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Hey, and Philia, Danny, and Galvin, could you tell the people we're on the I Got Something to Say show? Y'all can do it as a cast. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I Got Something to Say show.
Come out, see Taylor Made.
There you go, Taylor Made Mondays, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to do is going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take a quick musical break. I feel like I feel some short thing by Miguel, or maybe we should play some Go Get It. Yeah, fifth caller. Let's go ahead and play some Go Get It, and then when we come back, we'll be speaking with the second group from the upcoming stage play.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hour, and this is another wonderful tailor-made Monday of the I've Got Something to Say radio show. You know, somebody tried to trick me up. I think it was the government. They tried to trick me up. I was talking. Next thing you heard was blue, 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 blue in the studio. So, you know, we keep it moving all the time, all the time. Those were some amazing, amazing interviews. We're just coming back from a musical break. We started off with Miguel. It was a sure thing, and it's definitely a sure thing if you come out to see this original stage play coming to Norfolk, Virginia this Sunday. And then we just played the Go Get It. Yes, Go Get That Blessing. Go get those phones and dial 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Mary, Mary, it's not like you're stuttering. It's really a group, Mary, Mary. Go get that blessing. That is one of the songs that will make you a winner. Number five, call us right now. But in the meanwhile, in between time, we're going to go ahead and start interviewing the next set of cast members for the upcoming stage play. So, these take it away. Who we have in our studios with us on tonight?
Well, Miss Poetic Justice, we have the beautiful Miss Melissa on the line.
Hello, D Slate, CK, and Poetic. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing just fabulous. No pun intended. Absolutely. Melissa, who else do we have in the studio?
Right now, PJ, we all know who he is because he's a family member of this lovely radio network on the popular Sunday radio show, The Covenant Cafe. It is our very own Mr. Lamont Ferguson.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Lamont A. Ferguson.
What is going on?
My
how you doing, bro? I'm doing great, man. I can't complain.
Right now. Okay. And then we also have, I think, maybe one or two more fabulous people in the studio with us on tonight. Who else do we have in the studio tonight, Dean?
Yes, we do, Miss PJ. We have the lovely Miss Clara on the line.
Hello, my niece. How are you, sweetie?
Huh?
How you doing?
Good.
Doing well, thank you. Hello, Clara. Do we have anybody else? We're looking for Dominique, who is the principal of this upcoming stage play. Dominique Emery. I don't know if she's in the studio with us.
Hello.
Hey, Dominique.
Hi.
Hello, baby girl. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the starring roles, the principal cast of the upcoming stage play coming once again to Norfolk, Virginia. So if you're in the DMV area, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area, this upcoming weekend, this is a one-show opportunity that you do not, and I want to put emphases, the operative word is do not. Well, operative words, plural. But you don't want to miss this show. It's a wonderful show written by Lamika Williams, Patricia Kendall. Let's go ahead and defer to the very lovely, beautiful, and talented Melissa. Hey, Melissa, what role are you playing in the upcoming stage play?
Thank you so much, Poetic. I play the role of Karen, better known as Corinne. Corinne is the grand fly diva. She is a product of her environment. She wants her elder daughter, Taylor, to be more like her. Her younger daughter, Mabel, is just like her. And she truly is a woman of many talents. And she is here to let everyone know she is there, she is on the stage, and she is large and in charge.
Definitely. Melissa, you know, had me not had me. Wow, I'm speaking in urbanistic view. But had I not had the opportunity to work with you face-to-face, let me tell you, it is the right pleasure and honor. Your craft is so perfected to the 15th power. You are very talented. Your stage presence is really something to see. And she is just a beautiful person inside and out. So, you know, with that being said, Melissa, how does the character in which you're exuding, how does that relate to you, or is she something totally that you're pulling out from reference?
Is she
anything like Melissa?
Yeah. Well, I do consider myself a diva, but I'm a diva of the Lord. I give all thanks and all honor to the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But, of course, I am also a soror of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And if you know anything about my sorority, we are a family of divas. So it wasn't hard to pull.
I'm getting all choked up, you know, because I know some Deltas, and I'm a Zeta, some Sigma Gamma Rho's. But you know what? I love my AKAs. My family, my best friend is an AKA, my two cousins, my IR AKAs, my mentor was an AKA, and now the very lovely Melissa is an AKA. Can't get away from it. You know, the only differential between sororities is years and colors, but scholarship, sisterly love, and being able to give back to one's community, that's what it's all about. And definitely, you demonstrate all of those attributes, must I say. Yes, absolutely. So let's go ahead and defer to the next cast member. We're going to come back to you, Melissa, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'd like to go ahead to, now you're playing the role of the mother, so let's go to the father right now, who is being played by the very gifted, talented writer, director, producer, not of this production, but of many other productions, filmmaker, comedian, father. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Thanks.
Another master level. Melissa has her master's, you know. Lamont is another master scholar. How are you doing, Lamont, and when do you sleep?
I get it in when I can, and thank you. It's only by God's grace that this is happening. So
yes.
Definitely got to give it to God.
Yes, yes. So what role are you playing, Lamont? And, you know, what is your, you know, your perspective of Killer Me? This is a wonderful, wonderful production. How does your character fit into the whole Killer Me concept?
Well, I play the role of Eric, the father that's the business guy. He's always on the go. And I connect with Eric because that's the way my lifestyle is. I'm pretty much always on the go, and I have two girls of my own. So in this show, I'm always on the go, and I have two girls of my own in the show too. So that's how I connect to them on that level. But the unfortunate thing with Eric, he's having so many issues as far as trying to connect with his children, and actually his wife, which I'm not gonna give the story away, but he's really disconnected for a while, and then he realizes, like, man, it's not always about business. You know, my saying goes, it's God first, then family, then career. That should be your focus. And that's what happens. He loses focus, and then he eventually gains his focus back, and he's trying to put his family back together. My outlook on TaylorMade is a fantastic cast. It's a multi-talented people from all walks of life that are in this film that's working on this project, from theater background to film to where you have a musician. You know, Clara, she's a musician. She's in a lot of different things. So there's a big collaboration between a whole bunch of different talents that come to make one project happen, and that's the great thing about it.
Wow, very well said, such as Melissa and such as Lamont A. Ferguson. Melissa Lee spoke first, and Lamont A. Ferguson is playing the role of the father. Right now we're going to go to Clara Huff. Her mother is a mover and a shaker, and she's a Delta. I'm going to say it again. She's a Delta, Melissa.
Shout out to the Deltas in the house.
Yes, but this is the daughter of Fiona Sharon Huff. If everybody knows Fiona, she is a go-getter, just like the song. But it's all about Clara Huff right now. She's a musician. She's an athlete. You know, she's a rising, you know, star in her own. And she's just making moves, and I'm just so, so very proud of her. And I also refer to her as my niece. Her mom and I go way back, like Jerry Curls and car seats. So, Clara, how are you doing today, and what role are you playing in the upcoming stage play?
I am doing good, and I play Mabel, the daughter of Corinne and Eric.
Okay.
And my sister is Taylor.
Okay. Now, so you are the daughter of the first two cast members that just spoke, Miss Melissa and Mr. Lamont. So they're playing your parents. How is that like on screen? And I noticed that, you know, even off screen, they still talk to you about school and, you know, good decision making. So you all kind of like still parents of family, and your real mom and your stage mom are good friends. So how is this experience kind of like your family? Because you have a younger brother, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how is it like having a big sister? How is this, you know, different for you, or how is the experience? Rate the experience. How is this being a part of this production?
I would have to say the way the lifestyle is different. For like, I'm the youngest sister, and I'm giving my big sister advice on how she should how she should be in society. My stage mom and my real mom are both divas and very good in dressing.
That is super awesome. And you're a New Yorker, Clara, so, you know, you have a lot of style, from being an artist to being an honor roll student, from being a cheerleader, from being an athlete. So I just want to say on record, I'm very, very proud of you, and keep doing amazing, amazing things, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So right now we're going to go to the star role, and she is a rising senior. Woohoo! Go, Dominique. It's your birthday. Not really, but it is like her presentation birthday. But she is going to be a senior next year. Ladies and gentlemen, Dominique Emery. How are you, Dominique?
I'm good.
Good, good. And you are playing the role of what? Who are you in the upcoming stage play?
I am Taylor, and I'm the daughter of Taryn and Eric, and the oldest sister of Mabel.
Okay. How is your experience? I mean, do you have any theatrical background as well, Dominique? Is this your first major production?
This is my first production, but I have been taking drama classes since I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. Well, Dominique, this is what I want to say as being honored as have served as the director. I want to say from day one to day done, meaning that we're getting ready to go up on Sunday, you have grown tremendously. And I want to say publicly, I am so, so very proud of you. You are awesome. You and Clara both have grown into the theater world, and you all are going to be a force to be reckoned with. So watch out. Watch out for these two young ladies.
That's right. Go, Dominique.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm going to let CK jump in here real quick and ask a question of the group, and then D Slate, and then we're going to close out with some shout outs and some closing remarks about projects that you guys or ladies are also working on, okay? So let's go to CK. What do you have for the cast as collaboratively, CK?
Is there anything that you've learned from taking on this role that you will take with you down the road? I know that you're about to go on stage pretty soon, in a few days. But my overall question would be, learning from the rehearsals and taking on the character, is there anything that just like clinched to you, grab your attention as work with PJ as far as the direction and how the character should be portrayed? Is there anything any kind of technique that she endured and passed on to you that you could take with you, in other words?
This is Melissa Corin speaking. What I would like to say is that if you are working to be an artist, whatever artist you're working to be, you need to work on your craft. That is so very important. And being with this cast and with the veterans that we have, Lamont Ferguson and Ancelia Daniels, and working with the other cast members, it's about working on your craft and everyone bringing their A game. So that's what I try to do.
This is Lamont Ferguson. And that would big up the CK Poetic and D Slate. What's going on?
Hey.
I would like to say pretty much the story itself, it really shows me personally, like I said, I'm in that same boat of taking on a lot and trying to balance the family life and stuff like that as far as the story in itself, and I'm taking a lot from that. And also just learning from everybody. Because when you're in this craft, you never stop learning. You know, you learn from your peers, you learn from the up-and-coming people and stuff like that. So I've taken a lot, sitting back and learning still. So that's what I'm taking from this project.
That's great. That's great.
Outstanding. D-Slate, do you have anything real quick for the cast before I let them do their closing remarks and their shout-outs?
Absolutely. Actually, my questions are for Clara and for Dominique, them being the young cast members and in this play, especially with Dominique being this her first theatrical play. I'll start off with Clara, and then Dominique can answer after that. My question for both of you guys is, you know, for any upcoming actors or actresses that want to be that want to be actresses and want to get into this type of business, Looking at what you guys have done so far and everything you've gone through so far with this particular play, what advice would you guys give to any up-and-coming actors or actresses that would like to do something like this?
Clara, you still there?
Clara?
I'm still here.
Clara?
You have any advice for people who want to get into theater of your age group? What advice do you have?
Well, to, if it's something you have a passion for, to call it, and theater is also a good way, especially for getting to do different roles and dressing up as new people, being different.
Exactly. That's great advice. You have to be able to do different things, to be different people. Okay, D-Slay, I'll let you refer your question to Dominique, who is playing the role.
Dominique, what advice would you give to up-and-coming actors and actresses?
I would have to say just if you really want to become an actor or an actress, just put your mind to it. Take the classes that you need to take, and even if you can't take, aren't able to take the classes, just go on the internet and look for auditions and just inspire yourself as well as others, and you will get far.
All right.
You know,
Taylor,
that is good advice. Yes, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 22 minutes after the hour. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, as well as the D Hour Show Radio Network. We're speaking with Melissa Lee, Lamont A. Ferguson, Clara Huff, as well as Dominique Emery for the upcoming stage play coming to Norfolk, Virginia this upcoming Sunday to the Murray Center, written by two fabulous ladies of Faith Garden Entertainment. I'm speaking about LaMeika Williams and Patricia Kendalls. Definitely kudos to everyone involved in this project. So right now we're going to have closing remarks from the cast, the principal cast for the upcoming play. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And, ladies and gentlemen, you have an opportunity to win tickets. We may be going into a little overtime on tonight, but that's okay. Right, boss? Right, D?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so right now, the beautiful Melissa, what do you have to say by way of closing remarks and any shout-outs?
First of all, thank you all so much for having us on the radio show. We truly, truly appreciate it. I'd like to shout out my family, friends, and coworkers for supporting me, my acting coach, Deanna Day, as well as Calvary Revival Church. I am covered by Bishop McNabb and Pastor Janine, and I want to invite you to the Redefine Conference, June 26th to 30th. Check out crcglobal.org, and I'm believing God for my next project. Thank you so much.
That was powerful, girl. I'm shouting right now. Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And let me just say, there's no big I's, no little U's. You know, everybody takes direction. And I know personally, me as a director, sometimes I get into that mode where I'm not smiling, I'm not being very loquacious or talkative, but that's because I am thinking. My wheels are constantly spinning. And, you know, we have an immense full of writers, immense full of producers, incredible talent. So, therefore, sometimes it's beyond words. You don't have to have any words to understand and appreciate people. So I just
want
to say from me to everyone that's involved in this project publicly, thank you, thank you, thank you 100 times over. You all directed yourselves, and you all are amazing. So let's go to Mr. Lamont A. Ferguson. What are your closing remarks, sir, and any shout-outs?
I would just like to thank LaMeika Williams and Patricia for having me on board. This talented crew of this show. I mean, it's an awesome show. Just definitely come out and check it out. This Sunday, June 23rd, at the, where we gonna be at, you guys?
The Murray Center.
Yeah, I just want everybody to shout it out. Murray Center here in Norfolk, Virginia. The other things that's coming up, I have a project that's coming up in September. Finding Chris, My Father's a stage play that I converted from a book to a stage play. The writer lives in Richmond, Virginia. Big shout out to Vincent. of course, Covenant Cafe every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio from 6:30 to 8:30. Eastern time, co-host, big shout out to Poetic Lace, great guy. Check out my YouTube channel, check out my Facebook, and also I'll be traveling to Richmond, Virginia to perform at the Funny Bone doing stand-up comedy this Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Doing your thing. That was awesome. Melissa doing big things. Melissa Lee and Lamont A. Ferguson doing great things. Clara, what do you have, sweetie? Who do you want to shout out?
Shout out to my my mom, of course, and my the rest of my family out there supporting me in this, and to my three great friends, Joel, Natalie, and Mackenzie.
Aw, that's sweet. And I'm very proud of you. You're going to an advanced program.
Holla.
Give you college credit, you know, even in the seventh grade. So, I mean, that is huge. You're very intelligent and very talented. And I'm very proud of you, Clara. Very proud of you. And definitely last, but certainly not least, to the star of the upcoming stage play, Taylor May. They're all stars. Everybody's a star, but she is playing the role of Taylor, Dominique Emery. What do you have by way of shout-outs and closing remarks?
I would like to shout out my family for support and my drama teacher for helping me in how to become an actress. I would like to also shout out the cast members of Taylor May, the director, and the writers.
Very, very sweet. It goes ditto for Dominique. She's a rising senior, so you're doing your thing. You're a very, very intelligent and very beautiful and talented young lady, and I'm very proud of you, and I'm happy to have met you as well, Dominique. So, you know, just best of wishes in all of your endeavors, and that goes to the entire cast, writers, and everyone. We have to stay prayed up and covered. So, you know, this is a wonderful, huge opportunity, and you have to come out Hampton Roads and support the writers, support the cast, and not just this production, but support them in everything that they do, because someone's impacted, either affected or infected by the things that we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, you all can continue to listen on, but we're going to bring on the writers and the producers after we take this quick musical break. It is Melissa Lee, Lamont A. Ferguson, Clara Hoff, and Dominique Emery in the building. And yours truly, the hostess with the most, is on the microphone, Poet Justice, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, and CK. It's the I Got Something to Say show, 10:28 Eastern Standard, 28 minutes after the hour. Let's go. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we'll speak with the producers, writers, and we'll give away those tickets. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to,
let it go, can't let this thing called love get away from you, feel free right now, go do what you want to do, can't let nobody take you're doing all the
right, Mary J. Blige just coming back off our musical break, and we're having a fabulous time, no pun intended, with the cast of the upcoming stage play coming to Norfolk Virginia Murray Center this upcoming Sunday. We're talking about Taylor Made. That's why this is Taylor Made Mondays. So we spoke with all the supporting cast, principal cast, and now, ladies and gentlemen, one of two writers of this fabulous, fabulous production. I mean, it is such heart-wrenching, such humorous, such everything. It's like a melting pot of emotions. This is one of the best plays that I've seen in quite some time. And this is coming from a playwright herself, speaking in third person. Yes, yours truly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have in our studios tonight the writer, one of the directors, the producer, the major mastermind behind Taylor Made. Ladies and gentlemen, help me to applaud the very talented and beautiful LaMeika Williams is in the building.
How you doing?
Hey, LaMeika. How are you, madam?
I'm doing great, Poetic. It's nice to be on the air with you.
Thank you so, so very much. And we do apologize. We fell a little bit behind, but your cast are such great speakers, thinkers, and advocates for the production. You know, I didn't want to cut anybody off. So, you know, they gave great information, great insight. And I'm telling you, these have been some amazing interviews tonight.
I appreciate that. I mean, I listened into them, and I'm so in awe of every one of them. They're such a phenomenal group of people, and they have blessed me in more ways than they know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have one, ladies and gentlemen, one of two writers. Patricia Kendalls is the other writer. She is fabulous, fabulous as well. Very beautiful woman inside and out and incredibly talented. The two of these ladies, you all make up what entertainment group? Is it Faith Garden Entertainment?
It is Faith Garden Entertainment. Yes.
Okay, well, LaMeika, tell us a little bit about what is the motivation, the motif, and the concept behind Taylor Made. We're all created differently, but in some form or fashion, we're all what? Taylor Made. What is your
exactly.
viewpoint behind writing that?
You know, it is what it says. I mean, Taylor Made can mean a number of things to different people, but for me as co-writer of this project, it's just, you know, recognizing that each and every one of us is unique. We have our gifts and talents that God has bestowed upon us, and that, you know, just to be thankful for that and to use them to bless somebody else. And, you know, we may not all be blessed in the same respect, but we are tailor-made. You know, God had his hand in it, and there's nothing wrong with it. So that is truly what it means to me.
Absolutely. And your cast is such a diverse group of individuals, men, women, and young ladies. I mean, a plethora of talent and education. I mean, the room is exploding with Hollywood rock stars, if you will. And, you know, definitely this is not going to be the last that you will hear from any of your cast, and even you as a writer and producer. You ladies are amazing. So what do you expect for people, LaMeika, to get out of your production on this upcoming Sunday? What message?
I expect for people to be inspired, you know, to realize that, you know, there are no shortcomings. You know, you are perfect just the way you are, you know. And, of course, we've heard before that the world would be a boring place if we were all the same. So, you know, if anything, I want people to take away from Taylor Made that is exactly who they are. They're Taylor Made. This is a cast of diverse people, but each and every one of them, I believe, was Taylor Made for the show. You know, they all embody their characters so well, and Patricia and I have, you know, put a lot of work into this project, a lot of time, energy. I mean, our heart and soul is in this, and, you know, I just want people to leave feeling inspired, feeling like they've had a good time, they're going to laugh, they're going to, you know, they're going to think, they're going to, you know, all the emotions are going to be stirred, but I just want people to enjoy themselves when they come out and, you know, just have a good time.
Wow, and that is amazing. And the venue in which the play or production is going to take place on this upcoming Sunday is amazing. It's a well-known venue, and, you know, it's something that all family members could come to, and it's very rare, far and few, where there is a activity that's family orientated. So what, just tell us a little bit about your targeted audience or your targeted demographics, Lamika, and what you really, really want to outreach to.
Our target audience is the family. We want the entire family to come and see the show. There's, you know, our cast ranges from, you know, early teens to, you know, adults, but there's somebody that you can identify with, you know, in this play. There is that character that's just going to speak to you. You know, we wrote it specifically for the family, so there's no profanity, there's no suggestive, you know, actions or things. There is strictly for the family. We wanted a good quality production that, you know, parents can feel good about bringing their children to, and, you know, they can enjoy themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, you know, being honored to serve as your director for this production, you know, once again, I just want to publicly say thank you for the opportunity, Lamika. You know, it's been a delight. Sometimes I seem to be spacey or whatever, but that's just the mind of an abstract artist, you know. And anybody who is in the arts, you know, I'm a deep thinker, and I want to just kind of make sure my next move is prestigious to your liking, and just an amazing cast. So really, you don't even have to speak words verbally. You can speak with emotion because they got it. You know, they direct themselves. They got it going on.
But I have to say, I just said they truly do have it. But I got to say thank you, Poetic, because, I mean, your direction, you know, you coming in and giving them the direction that they needed. I mean, we've seen the growth in the weeks that they've been rehearsing, in the months. You know, we've seen them grow from the beginning to now, and it's just, I mean, it's inspiring. It really is. It's so moving to watch them and to see this group become cohesive and really and truly embody what this production is all about. And by far, I mean, that's your work, that's our work, and certainly the cast all coming together for the good of this production. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, and ditto, Miss Lady, because you are super awesome, as well as Patricia, you know, who gave me the initial invitation, and just, you know, knowing and learning more about what the production embodies. I mean, it's just an excitement that is exuded upon me as wanting to do this as a full-time thing, you know, it's motivated me. So thank you for that. And just saying, you know, in terms of eclectivity and being ornate and being artsy, if you will, is the performing arts, is that your initial background?
It is not. My background is writing. That's what my degree is in. It's something I've been doing since age 7. And, you know, I'm constantly working on improving my craft and becoming a better writer, a better storyteller, and just truly, you know, making the most of the gift that God has given me. Because I can say for me, if there's a moment where I could not write, that would be misery, absolutely. Because, I mean, there's just so much that I get out of it. But I would like to say thank you to Patricia. I'm hoping she's going to get on the line here in a minute, but none of this could have happened without her working with me. So I just, you know, I have to give a big shout out real quick to Patricia Kimball, because she's a phenomenal writer as well.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that we could collaborate on this project and put our energies together, I mean, the people are in for a treat when they come and see it.
Absolutely.
Well, Patricia's actually
on
the line right now.
Wonderful. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just listening to all of these beautiful acts, and I'm just excited to be on here. And you all are wonderful people to work with, and I'm just really excited and blessed to get to see another avenue of talent.
Oh,
I'm glad to be here.
Wow, that is amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show of the D Hour Show Radio Network, we've spoken with a plethora of cast members for the upcoming stage play to take place, and it's going up this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, at the Murray Center in Norfolk, Virginia. If you're in the vicinity, if you're on your way to the Hampton Roads area, I definitely, definitely challenge you to be an audience. be a participant, to be a grower and a learner and a listener of such great words and such great grace of the talent and what you're going to see on the stage on Sunday. We're speaking with LaMeika Williams and Patricia Kendall, the writers, producers of this fabulous production. What I would like to do right now, I would like to go to CK and see if you have anything for these wonderful ladies of this stage play that's forthcoming. Tell me, CK, you have anything for either Patricia or LaMeika?
Well, I want to tell them congratulations on this show coming up. I love the cast, and you've wonderfully picked, and you picked a great director. My question would be, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thank you for coming on as well. When writing the script of this play, was there any major points of life that you had to hit home for everybody to relate? Like with the college show, they had like certain subjects, such as teen pregnancy and family values. Was there anything that you had to you thought about as y'all both was writing this play, and it's just like, say, hey, we need to put this in here, we need to get this message out and make it clear?
I think the main message that we're trying to get across is self-love and acceptance, because, you know, every day in the news we're hearing about bullying and children being, you know, bullied at school, but our play targets what's going on at home, because so often that's not addressed. That is just one of the storylines that's going on. But the key message is acceptance, you know, feeling accepted within your immediate family unit, accepted in society, and, you know, you just accepting yourself and loving yourself as you are. And I think that's so important for everybody, but in particular our youth, to love themselves as they are, because, you know, you could spend a lifetime trying to catch up to other people and never make it, but when you accept yourself the way you are and you love yourself the way you are, you know, you can be at peace. You can be happy with that.
Wow.
Right.
That is phenomenal. Yes. Yes, thank you for that, both CK as well as LaMeika. Hey, D Slate, do you have any questions for LaMeika and Patricia by way of the production tailor-made?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, my question's for Patricia, but I just want to say, first of all, PJ had told me about this play quite some time ago, and I really take her words to heart, especially when it comes to something regarding talent or regarding anything in entertainment. And if she says the play is awesome, then I'm going to assume that the play is going to be phenomenal. So I definitely want to say congratulations to you guys for putting together such an incredible theatrical play. And I know that everybody's definitely going to love it. And I just want to ask for Patricia, when it's all said and done, after the play is over with and the actors and actresses on stage are bowing and everybody's screaming encore, when everybody's going home, what do you want them to take with them after seeing this play? What do you want their feelings to be? What do you want them to take with them overall once they've seen the play?
Overall, I want them to realize that no matter what, they are tailor-made. It's important to me when I helped write this play, is that we are created by the hand of God. And so there are so many things that I don't believe that we don't embrace. And so my whole thing is that we embrace who we are, embrace the talents that have been given to us, and just soar. And so that's what I'm looking for people to take from TaylorMade.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
I think they will.
Absolutely. Wow. I just want to jump in real quick because we got a little bit of background for, you know, LaMeika. But, Patricia, is this your area of concentration, or is this more so a passion? And I do want to also throw this caveat in. Myself, you, and D-Slate, we all have something very much so in common. We have a love for comic books, and we are also comic book developers. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well.
Yes. Yes. My background is mainly in computer science. I have always been a person that always told stories at home with my family, always comic relief type of stories. And I just, after 10 years, I have been writing these little stories to myself, and then I just mainly kind of just stepped out on faith, and I wrote a book called Buzzy Post Classifieds, and then God led me to write a comic book called Kidopolis. So I have a love for children, and so it's just interesting how God will take you down a different path, because I'm supposed to be sitting in front of computers, but what I'm doing is I'm working with children and falling in love with my writing.
Wow, that is simply amazing. And just actually speaking, ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the writers, directors, producers of the upcoming stage play, Taylor May, Faith Garden Entertainment. These women are just awesome, awesome, awesome. And far and few, you see African-American women, you know, who are prolific playwriters, writers in general. And again, this is not necessarily a religious play. It is a play of inspiration. So we do want to throw that in there. And if you're a lover of God, that's even better, you know. And it's okay, FCC, to say the word God. We need to say it more often, and then the world will be a better place. And I digress. So getting back to my initial comment, ladies and gentlemen, now watch, a lot of people are going to be like, do-do-do-do, and turn us off. But that's okay. We okay. Praise Him. Holla. But, what I was saying was, holla. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, both for Patricia and as well as Lamika. In closing, I definitely want to say, go ahead and put out there where people can purchase tickets, last-minute ticket holders, the demographics, once again, in which you're trying to target, and, you know, the time and all that good information. So, and any shout-outs that you may have. So let's start with Lamika. What do you have by way of closing remarks?
I first and foremost got to shout out God, my Lord and Savior, my family, who has been my rock, who have supported me and encouraged me and just kept me motivated throughout life, as well as the cast, my co-writer, Patricia Kendalls, who's become not only a co-writer but a great friend and inspiration. And, you know, I just, everybody that's in my corner that's cheering me on, thank you. I appreciate it all. As for the show, is this Sunday, June 23rd, one show only. Do not miss it, 3 p.m. at the Murray Center. You can buy tickets online at our Facebook page, Faith Garden Entertainment. You can buy them at the website. That's faithgardenentertain.wix.com/faith. You can see us at the door. Tickets are $15 at the door, $12.50 in advance. So we hope to see everybody there. Bring your mama, bring your friend, bring your cousin, bring your uncle. We want everybody.
Wow, there's some southern things. Where are you from originally, Lamika?
I am from Georgia. I am repping Thompson, Georgia, McDuffie County, T-Town, as we call it. I'm southern. Y'all are here. As I said, y'all, so that's where I'm
ain't
from.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Right. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And Patricia, by way of shout-outs or more information to disseminate as it relates to the play or closing remarks, the floor is yours, madam.
Well, I want to shout-out to my Lord and Savior, of course. He is the head of my life. And yes. I want to shout-out to that dynamic cast, that dynamic director. I am just so proud to have been able to be in your universe. And even my co-writer, I'm glad that we are friends and we are cohorts in these writing endeavors that we have going on. And especially I would love to give a shout-out to my family and a special shout-out to my husband, because he allows me to soar, he allows me to dream, he allows me to be me.
Oh, that is super, super awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Yes. Well, if you're just tuning in, again, we had the opportunity, blessing and honors, to speak with the writers, directors, producers of the upcoming stage play, Taylor May. You don't want to miss it. For you Hampton Roads residents or DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, if you're anywhere in the vicinity, you need to have your faith in the place at the Murray Center, 3 p.m. on the 23rd day of June. That is this upcoming Sunday. You want to be there. The prices, if they got any lower, you can give them away. $12.50 in advance, $15 at the door. I mean, who does that? You can't even go to the movies and get popcorn and a drink for $15. I mean, so okay. To see real good entertainment, what? Exactly.
Yes.
And Patricia, I want to go back to you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Franklin, West Virginia. I'm a country
okay.
girl.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're a family now. Yes. Well, we got in the studio, we got Georgia, we got West Virginia, we got Boston, Massachusetts, we got Chicago, Illinois, and we got Missouri in the building. You know, so, you know, diversity is what it is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to the D Hour Show Radio Network page, I'm going to try to find a way for Fornagel to put this information. Also on Poetic Justice, I am the Facebook queen, social media, like, if you will, going to continue to post pictures and information as it relates to the play up until the hour of the play is going up. Also, we got to have some tickets to give away. And thank you, Lamika and Patricia, for the tickets. We're going to definitely give away, if not today, maybe somewhere on our Facebook page, maybe with some trivia questions. And then we have Thursday's show, so we'll try to give them away then. And then also, I want to give a shout out to Clara Huff, to Galvin Fault, to Danyasius, a.k.a. Danny Leslie, and Thelia Daniels, Lamont A. Ferguson, Melissa Lee, Dominique Emery, Patricia Kendalls, Lamika Williams, and yours truly, Poetic Justice. You definitely do not want to miss this one time only. And ladies, just in closing, are there going to be opportunity for videos?
Yes, there will be. We'll be taking video orders after the show.
Okay. Well, can you ladies just say you're on the I Got Something to Say show?
We're on the I Got Something to Say show.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you ladies are fabulous, and I will definitely be seeing you for dress rehearsal and rehearsals. Ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets, get your tickets, get your tickets. We thank you so very much, Lamika and Patricia. God bless you ladies for all the hard work that you've done and touching lives. Yes, and we'll definitely see you soon. Thank you, ma'ams. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 55 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, hopefully we will have the inspirational words of CK and a couple-of-minute commentary about a hot topic discussion. We're running into a little bit overtime, but it's okay because our boss said it's okay. So we'll probably be going into a 20-minute overtime. It's cool. I mean, just like the Super Bowl, it has to be a winner and a winner. And a winner, but we're all winners on the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, the D Irish Show Radio Network. We're going to take a quick musical break, and once again, when we come back, we will have the words of wisdom. Yes, the quote of the day was CK. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous D Slate. CK, don't go nowhere. Taylor May Mondays, let's go.
Hello.
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 In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Get funky.
Everybody moving to the beat.
house, y'all. Thank you. By an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We are back live on the I Got Something to Say show. It is 5 minutes after the hour, 5 minutes after the hour, and we are just coming back off of the song of the day. You need to get those fingers dialing. Yes, we need the fifth caller right now if you're trying to go see the upcoming stage play, Taylor Made. Yes, we need the fifth caller, and you and a special guest will have your face in the place this upcoming Sunday, Norfolk, Virginia, Murray Center. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So video, it is what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, please call in. Until we get a caller on the line, I want to go ahead and give you the weather for Hampton Roads area. Right now, scattered thunderstorms in some parts of the region. Cloudy skies after midnight, low 72. Tomorrow, cloudy skies during the morning hours, followed by thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 83. And also on Wednesday, a few thunderstorms. Possible highs in the upper 70s and lows in the upper 60s. High 79, low 63. That weather was provided by the D Hour Show Radio Network and the Weather Channel. So as we wait for the fifth caller so they can go see the stage play, Taylor Made, let's go ahead and have the quote of the day from CK and discuss a little bit about the hot topic subject that D Slate has chosen. Hopefully we will have a winner. If not, well, we'll continue to do so maybe on the Thursday show until we have one. So, CK, the floor is yours, my brother.
Well, thank you, PJ.
You're welcome.
Today's quote comes from a very, very knowledgeable person. I've seen him do a lot of amazing things from the time he started to where he is now. So, the quote of the day starts off as, "Failure is a great teacher. And I think when you make mistakes and you recover from them and you treat them as valuable learning experiences, then you've got something to share." And I quote one time, I quote it again. "Failure is a great teacher. And I think when you make mistakes and you recover from them and you treat them as valuable learning experiences, then you've got something to share." And that quote, my friend, comes from the comedian, radio talk show host, and television host, and host of Family Feud, Steve Harvey.
Wow. I like that. I like that. So
like
almost
that.
Like it's not how you start, it's actually how you finish.
If
finish is such a word, I do mean finish, to be stand corrected. That is awesome. I like that one. Finish. That's our new word. Other than holla, finish.
Holla.
Hello. On the I Got Something to Say radio show. So do we have any callers in the queue waiting?
No callers right now, but we're waiting. Callers, call in 718-766-4553 for your pair of tickets to the phenomenal play Taylor Made. If you want to see that play, we're giving away tickets, 718-766-4553.
Definitely, definitely. I'd like to give a shout-out to Fiona Sharon Huff, who is Clara Huff's mother. She put some information on the website, or should I say on Facebook, as it related to the interview. And by the way, there were some amazing, amazing interviews. Do you all agree? I mean, just a plethora of information.
Yes. We have some phenomenal people on the show tonight, so I think I definitely enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Right. I have an interview question for one person of the crew that we did not get to interview.
And who might that be, CK?
The director, Poetic Justice.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, CK. That's a wonderful idea. Yes. Let's ask the director.
Okay. So, PJ, from you having the time that you spent with the cast as well as the crew, what did you find most intriguing about directing this play?
Well, it's a very, very excellent question, CK. Really, I didn't have any challenges. You know, sometimes if you're in the room with a bunch of astronauts, you can't help but to be amongst the stars. Did you get it? You get it? Okay, thank you. I'll be here all week, no pause necessary. I'll be here all week. Thank you. But in real talk, in all seriousness, yes, I want to say the cast is very amazing. You know, credits from writers to producers to directors themselves. And, you know, sometimes it becomes a bit arduous because, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, I know the answer. But it's kind of hard for us to just stay in one role. You know, everyone is very assistful. But me personally, you know, I've been doing theater and just being a part of the performing arts world for over 25 years, even though I'm only 21. So you do the math. That's that new math. Holla. But, you know, I take anything as it relates to a production, especially if it is a production not of mine, because I am a playwright. However, I'm just solely in the role right now as director. And I try to channel my attention and try to focus just on directing. And I get into a mode where I have very few words, as I stated earlier, and I just have a watchful eye because I want to ensure success of this project. You know, for everyone involved, there's no I in team, and there's no big I's and little U's. It's a collaborative effort. And I want to say again before the public, before the record, that cast is amazing in all caps. You know, dollar sign, all caps. Not number sign, but dollar sign. Because they're just so expensive in taste, and it's so expensive in talent. You know, so to get back to your initial question, I kind of went to the left a little bit, but there were no challenges. They were all embraceful of good constructive criticism beyond reproach, if you will.
Good. Like that.
I just have a comment for the director of the phenomenal play Taylor Made. I just want to say that, first of all, I think that you're an absolutely phenomenal and talented woman, and I think that you bring so much talent to the stage. You bring so much inspiration and love to everything that you do and everything that you put into. So I have no doubt in my mind, and without a doubt, for all the fans that are listening and anybody that's going to go see the play, that the play is going to be incredible, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it and going to love the fact they got an opportunity to go see it, because I know that that's just how talented you are.
Wow, and I definitely received that. You know, thank you both, D. Slate and CK, and the listening audience, and the writers and cast. You know, again, when you agree, then this is for anyone, you know, both, you know, just breaking in or emerging artists to, you know, a professional at your craft. But any task that you're given, take it to the 15th power and do the best to your ability, because, again, it's not only you when you look in the reflection of a mirror. There are, like, thousands and thousands of people when you turn around that are behind you, supporting you, pushing you, motivating you, driving you to be the best person possible. If I was told, hey, you stand by these doors and give out programs, let me tell you, at the end of the segment, I will be the best program giver that I could be. So always strive to be never, you know, normal or never just average. Always strive to be better and better and best at whatever you do, because it's impacted. People are either infected or affected by your decision-making and by your thoughts and your craft and your ways. So with that being said, just it's just been amazing. And, again, the cast is just simply amazing as well.
Right.
Okay.
All right,
we had
then
a moment of silence. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this has been truly, truly, truly awesome, awesome. It is 15 minutes after the hour, 15 minutes after the hour. We're coming down to the low end of the show on tonight. So right now, let's go ahead and jump right into the hot topics. But I do want to say this real quick. Congratulations to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West of the birth of their daughter. I hear that she's beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, congratulations to the new parents of a beautiful baby girl, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. So they're not going to coin this child as saying, what do they say, Kimmy? What is the word that they were using to call
it's
the baby? Kimye. Please don't do that to that child. Don't do that. Don't do that, please. Please, holla or don't. Please
don't
do that.
Don't call it Kimye.
Right. Don't call it Kimye.
Well, you know, I also wanna send congratulations to the San Antonio Spurs for winning last night. They're up in the NBA Finals Series 3-2. The next game is a must win for Miami. So if they don't win, the San Antonio Spurs will be the new NBA champion.
That's all right. I don't necessarily love it, but I like it. I embrace it. Hey. I love it.
All right.
Congratulations, your hometown for now. Yes, yes. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, what's the hot topic? What's the buzz? What's the 911? What's the dealio?
Yeah.
Well, well, let's see. Here we go. You know, you know, last week we had, and I'm not going to go deep into it because we only have a few minutes left in the show, but I want to say last Tuesday we had an opportunity, CK and myself and LEO, we had an opportunity to talk to the phenomenal actor, Mr. T.C. Carson. You know, we spoke about different things regarding music and even regarding television. This is what I want to say. I think that... And I don't like to put blame on different things, and I won't blame a certain group, or I won't blame a certain situation. I just want to say that within the last few years, I'd say 5, maybe 10 years, you know, we've been having a lot of tragedies going on and a lot of different things going on. It's a whole different perspective with our new generation of kids. It's a whole different perspective with society today. And I just want to say that it's sad because, you know, music influences as well as film and television. And we don't have the type of quality music and positive music that we had growing up in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s that inspired people. It inspired people to want to be right. It inspired people to want to set goals and make their dreams come true and treat their fellow neighbor and fellow man with respect and love. We don't have that type of music anymore. The type of quality television that inspire people. You know, the type of television, you know, that entertained people and made people happy. I just don't think we have that today. And I really truly think that we need to seriously get back to that, especially with a lot of the new artists, new entertainers, actors and actresses, music, rappers or singers, you know, coming into this this genre we call music and even film and television. You know, we need to go back to that particular formula. You know, we need to go back to creativity. We need to go back to giving people something entertaining, giving people the type of entertainment that made them smile, that made them cry, that made them feel inspired. And we don't have that anymore. And I think that's the reason why we have that our society has such a sad cloud over it right now. So I think that we truly do need to get back to that. And I think that if we want families and we want people to be happier, we want people to be more positive and positive thinking, then I think we really truly need to get back to that.
Absolutely. I definitely concur with that, D-Slate. You know, and it's not necessarily the words of the music, but it's the emotion and the words collaboratively. And we have to be cognizant to understand, you know, it's not about the here and now by way of generations. You know, you have Generation X, you have Generation Y, but, you know, we should be more concerned about Generation Next or Generation Y, W-H-Y. And not just the variable Y. You know what I mean?
You know,
so, you know, we're in the lost generation. These kids are just, I don't know.
I mean, I'm concerned about what my daughter and my nieces and nephews are listening to and what they're looking at. I'm truly concerned about that. And that's why sometimes I take an opportunity to let them listen to some of the older music and tell them about it, even some of the older TV programs and movies and different things like that, just to show them, hey, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And, you know, this being Black Music Month and Black Music Awareness Month, you know, that's a great thing that, you know, with a lot of icons and people that have given up their years and time and talent. And we lost one of the most great icons of prolific music. Michael Joseph Jackson passed away on June the 25th, 2009.
That's great.
And that was
a
day that just the world just stayed still. I mean, literally stand still. It was something devastating for me as a lover of music, a lover of the arts. And I just simply love Michael Jackson. I mean, definitely, he's in my era. Awesome. I mean, hands down.
One of the greatest entertainments to ever grace the stage.
Correct. And just the words that everybody in the family, from the youngest to the eldest, could be able to sing along without having to utilize profanity. You know, so I challenge you all, to our listening audience, this month specifically, doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, Chinese, what have you, take the time to listen, to appreciate, to understand heritage and music, you know, and then also be cognizant this is the month of Juneteenth. So there's just so much going on in the month of June, from grads to dads to heritage to Caribbean American heritage to Black music and so forth. Embrace who you are, and you can't know where you're going until you understand and appreciate where you've been. So that was a great topic of discussion, D-Slate. I received that. That's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and start winding down. We've gone into overtime. Thank you, boss, for allowing us to be ourselves. And I just want to just say, definitely, kudos to the cast of Taylor May. I mean, they were exceptional. They were awesome. And I hope that they were able to listen to each other's interviews, because it's really, really paramount to be able to support one another. So it really made my heart smile just to be a part of the production, one, for two, for D-Slate, having such an amazing radio network, and to three, to CK and D-Slate. We're going into a year and a half of doing the I Got Something to Say show, not to mention 3 years of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We're celebrating our birthday this month. So happy birthday to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and close out, but I want to go ahead right now and give the floor to CK. What are your thoughts about this evening, and just in general, what other things that you may have coming up?
Well, this evening has been phenomenal. A big love, big shout out to the cast and crew and the director of Taylor Made. I had fun with y'all tonight. I learned so much. Before I started writing books, I started out in theater. I am a thespian for life. I'm really pleased to talk with the cast and to understand them and to understand why they took on the character they took on. And I'm most grateful. God bless them. God bless you, Sick PJ. Again, happy anniversary. Happy birthday, D-Hour Radio Network. Well, I'm going to make it real short. I just want to announce that I've been nominated for the 2013 National Poetry Awards.
Oh, wow. All right, my
Go
brother.
CK. Go CK.
Hello.
I've been nominated the Poet Slam Artist of the Year, so... Voting will be opening up on the 20th, so I'll let everybody know to go and vote for me. So, also, I have shows coming up June 22nd, as well as July 21st. July 21st is a big show called He Is Poetry here in St. Louis. So, I'll give you more detailed information about that coming up soon and later in future shows.
Wow, well, that is amazing. Kudos to you, CK. I'm so proud of you. And just thank you for the support to this show particularly and just all the things that you do within the community. You're such an awesome guy. And happy belated Father's Day once again to you. Awesome dad as well.
Thank you.
Yes, and D. Slate, who is the owner-operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network listening audience, he's also the executive producer for this show particularly, and he's also a man of many talents, from writer to comedian to filmmaker. He has a lot of things that he's doing and a lot of things in the works. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you D. Slate.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. First of all, the night was incredible. We had I had a wonderful time talking with the cast of Taylor Made, and I'm really jealous that I don't get an opportunity to be there in person and see this phenomenal play. I know everybody's definitely going to enjoy it. Big shout out to everybody of the cast of Taylor Made, and I hope you guys, I know that you guys are going to have an incredible show, and I know everybody's truly going to enjoy it, so I definitely can't wait to hear about that, come Monday following the play. I definitely can't wait to hear about that. And I just want to say thank you so much for you guys joining us on the show tonight. We had an incredible time with you, and you guys are always welcome to join us anytime. Thank you so much for all the listeners and everybody that support us at the D-Hour Radio Network. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to the network. 3 years strong, and we got some more incredible shows coming up in the future. Speaking of that, definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday spot. With myself, CK, and Leo, we will be talking to the beautiful, talented actress and model, Miss Katie Aubert is going to be on the show with us tomorrow evening, so definitely make sure you guys tune in to the Tuesday spots, as well as our number one segment, you know, on the D-Hour Radio Network and the Tuesday spot, Real Men Talking. Definitely make sure you guys tune in for that. Myself, CK, Leo, we will be ready to give you guys a phenomenal show tomorrow, so definitely make sure you guys tune in. And keep tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know what's going to go down. The only way you're going to know is if you tune in. And we welcome you with open arms to all the new listeners and anybody new who wants to check us out. And have a blessed night, man. And you guys, please be safe and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for that. And in closing, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say I definitely, truly had an immense time on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Just some amazing people that are put in your path, and understand that for every test there's a testimony, and for every testimony there will be a trial. But after every storm there is rain, R-E-I-G-N. So keep that in your mental faux pas. Remember to always remain positive, because whatever you do, either in fact or
or affects you or someone else. So with that being said, definitely stay tuned for Tailor Made, which is this week coming up. Also for the upcoming film by Charles Farmer, which I'm one of the producers on that movie. Shout out to all the administrators and the casting we did in New York, which was phenomenal. We're also going to be coming to Virginia, doing a casting call, and possibly another location, which will be disseminated at another time. The film is set to be sometime 2014, but it's going to be a huge, huge, you know, project. Singer Kanye Doss is a part of it, and we have some other national artists, which I'm not at liberty to speak on at this particular time, but it's going to be an amazing film. So shout out to Charles Farmer and his beautiful wife and his daughter, just some incredible people. And then also, you know, I have another project which is being pitched right now to a network, and we'll have more developing information about that, as well as some other things soon to come. So definitely keep it locked. The Poetic Justice Morning Show coming to the D Hour Show Radio Network. Emphatically excited about that. So keep it locked. You never know who's going to be on. We're preparing for Bernadette Stamos. Right now, we're excited about that. Tony Roberts and Trina Braxton and Andre, who is Tawana Braxton's husband. We have those guests coming on in the near future. So keep it locked right here. The time is now 30 minutes after the hour, and we are going to give a salute. Definitely be good to yourself and each other. And kids, have a safe and productive summer. Definitely safe, safe, safe summer. You all be good until next time. Definitely. We love you, and there's nothing we can do about it. Peace. Holla.
Hello.
Voila. Tailor Made.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you really caught him out in the dance.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we lock in the showdown. Sports talk, here comes Dee Slate. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
On the I got something to say, show. On the I got something to say, show.